With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Bulligatoons Podcast. And here's your host, Andrew Mortimer.
Thank you, Julie. Yes, this is the Bulligatoons Podcast. Yeah, thanks very much for listening. Hello to any new listeners. And I'm just going to explain what's going to happen in this episode. Yeah, our first item is the 6-minute shout out. And the idea of this is, I have 6 minutes to talk about something that I found on the internet. I'm not going to reveal exactly what it is just yet, but you'll find out very soon. It's the first item. Yeah, then I'm moving on to Would I Watch It Again? This is a segment I do every week where every week I watch a randomly selected film that I just go on suggestmemovie.com and then I find out what I need to watch. And then I go away and watch it. So yeah, this week it's Shutter Island. That was one that I hadn't seen before I watched it for this podcast. So you're going to find out what I thought about that one. You're also going to find out right here what the next film is going to be. So for the next episode, there'll be another film. And we're all going to watch it together, because I'm now on Rabbit. If you don't know, that's a site where you can stream films that you want to watch with a community of people. And so I've set up a group. Go check that out. If you go to @BelugaToonsPod, there's more information on the group that I've set up for the online viewing. Yeah, finally, I'm going to be doing another chapter of the Odyssey Express. Where are we up to now? 32, I believe. Chapter 32. So this is a story that I've been working on, and it's just kind of a random thing. In each episode, what I do is I get a bunch of random words from another website, and I just have to kind of make a new chapter out of them. And it means that the story is taking all these really weird twists and turns. Not a lot of it really makes sense, but it is quite fun. So here are the 8 words that have just been randomly generated for me. And I need to think about these throughout this episode and try and come up with a new chapter of my story. So we have amused, coast, twist, wash, carry, exultant, giants, and instinctive. So those are the words that I'm going to be using to make a new chapter of this story. Okay, so basically that gives you an idea of what's coming up in this episode. So let us move on.
The Bulligatoons Podcast. It's like ice cream for the ears. Not that I'm suggesting you put ice cream in your ears.
It is now time for the 6-minute shout-out, so let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. Round and round it goes. Where's it going to land? There are so many different things on this wheel. It's incredible. Just give it some time. It's going to slow to a stop. Right. It has landed on John Cleese in conversation with Eric Idle. And this is from the YouTube channel Live Talks LA. Here's the real reason why I'm talking about this. Because I always have to come up with something to talk about in each episode. I came across this video not too long ago. And it just sort of occurred to me that this is a nice thing to just... Like, even though it's a video, it's nice to just listen to in the background while I'm doing my cartoons and things, like I'm the kind of person who, when I'm doing my projects, I kind of like to have something playing, like a podcast or music or something like this, just like a conversation. And if for some reason I just find, because yeah, I live alone, and this sort of thing is a bit, it's nice and comforting. And it gave me the idea to make an MP3 version of this to just put on my iPod, so I could listen to it, you know, on the go. And because I have a very old iPod, so I wanted to create an MP3 of it. I was just I was relaxing and listening to it on my iPod earlier, and just occurred to me that this might be a good thing to talk about in this episode, because it is a really good, it's an hour and 16 minutes in total. I feel like it's worth checking out. It's very interesting. It's not a new video. I can see now that it was published in 2014. So yeah, we hosted John Cleese and Eric Idle at Live Talks Los Angeles on November the 18th. The occasion, Cleese's memoir, So Anyway. The venue sold crowd at the Alex Theatre. For more information on Live Talks, and it's got the website there, so yeah, that's what it says. One of the things that I personally think is an interesting thing that they talk about, if you've seen the Monty Python stuff, you might be aware that they've done a number of live performances where they do what's known as the Four Yorkshiremen sketch. The thing about this is they've done it several times live, like with John Cleese and Michael Palin and Terry Jones, Graham Chapman, back when he was still with them. And there are there's sort of different variations of it. They did it at the O2 not too long ago, I think. A few years ago, I think. And I think what's interesting, because they never did it in Monty Python's Flying Circus. It doesn't appear in that. And the reason is because really it's not actually a Monty Python sketch. It originated in a TV series called At Last, the 1948 Show. And they did it with Marty Feldman. I think it was Marty Feldman, Graham Chapman, John Cleese, and one of the other members of the group. I can't remember now exactly. I can't remember who the fourth one was. But so it's interesting how they sort of held on to that. And they do talk about the kind of pre-Monty Python stuff that they did. And they act out a sketch from At Last, the 1948 Show. And it is interesting how what am I trying to say? Yeah, because I do really like Monty Python. I think I find it very interesting when I hear them talk about the other things they did, because the other show they talk about is Do Not Adjust Your Set, and Cleese says that when he saw that television series, because it was a children's show, but it was a comedy. I think Terry Jones was in that, and the thing that he remarks about is he thought that it was funnier than most comedies aimed at adults. That was one of the things that apparently got them interested in working with Terry. And I think the other thing that's very interesting is how at the start of this interview, John says everyone has their own version of what happened back in the day when they were starting out, and he really wanted to hear what Eric had to say because he knew that it would be an entirely different version. So it looks like I've already been talking for 6 minutes now, so I'll play a clip and then we shall move on to the next bit.
And then Terry Jones did something that threw us all. He was doing the Spanish Loonies thing at the start with the guitar. And when he took the guitar off in a big hurry to put the white tuxedo on to come and do the Four Yorkshiremen, he cut his eye. And we sat down and you and Michael did the first few lines and then it was Terry's turn and I turned to Terry for his line and blood is pouring down. So I blow my line. I don't know. What is he hurt or what? And then the next thing is he can feel something. So he does this with his hand. Now he is red-handed. And a very strange thing happened because when I blew my lines again and when I came off stage, Eddie Izzard was there and I said, sorry about blowing the line. And Eddie said something profoundly wise to me. He said, John, he said, they've all seen you do the sketches correctly many times. It's much more fun for them, right? When something new happens that's never happened before. And from that moment on, I spent most of my time trying to break him up. And breaking up Michael Payne.
Right, so that's John Cleese in conversation with Eric Idle. You can find this at the Live Talks LA YouTube channel.
How do you believe a crazy guy?
That's the beauty of it, isn't it? Crazy people, they're the perfect subjects. They talk, nobody listens. I stood at Dachau. We saw what human beings are capable of doing to each other, right? For Christ's sakes, we fought a goddamn war to stop them, and now I find out it may be happening here, on our soil?
Really here to do, Ted.
I'm gonna get the proof. I'm going to go back, and I'm going to blow the lid off this place.
A U.S. marshal investigates the disappearance of a murderer who escaped from a hospital for the criminally insane. So this is Shutter Island, 2010, directed by Martin Scorsese, with Leonardo DiCaprio, Emily Mortimer, no relation, and Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, once again, this one might be a little bit hard to talk about. And I think it's because it's really hard for me to decide whether I think it's brilliant or if, you know, very early on, like the very first scene, I thought was somehow brilliantly done. Like hardly anything had happened, but I just think that there is. This is a sign that Leonardo DiCaprio is very good at what he does, because his first line, he's basically just in this scene, he's having a bit of seasickness on this boat, and it just seemed very real. It was like I don't know how much significance it was supposed to have, but that alone. I think I liked it because it really set the tone. You can tell exactly what type of film this is going to be. I think this is yet another film where I kind of recognize its merit more than I enjoyed. I don't know if I got an awful lot of enjoyment out of it. It's very long. It's well over 2 hours. But yeah, I was on YouTube looking for a clip to play earlier, and I read a little, you know, the comment at the top of one of these videos on YouTube. Someone had written, it's a great example of a film where you enjoy it more the second time round, because when you know the twist, you understand everything a lot better, and I suppose that's probably a sign that I found this with a lot of films, that because I didn't really know exactly I didn't know what was going to happen, so the first time round, there was that, you know, I was a little bit lost, and it was only when I rewatched it that all of a sudden, yeah, I think I'm a fan of this now. So it is funny how, yeah, I am like that with a lot of things. I think Ben Kingsley was actually my favourite actor in this, the performance he did. I think somehow, and because it's really all in the tone. It's one of those things where it's not exactly what they're saying or what they're doing. It's just how they're making you feel. You know, it's rather unsettling. And I'm starting to realise that I talk about a lot of things on this show that I really like, and I'm always saying, yeah, go and check this out. And what can be a bit problematic is this podcast isn't, you know, I don't put any age restrictions on it, because it's not a sweary podcast, and for that reason, I think I might need to get into the habit of just mentioning this is one of those films where, you know, you've got to be able to enjoy how it's rated 15. It's rated 15, and so yeah, I don't want to sound like by saying that I'm giving you an idea of what it's like. Maybe you'll enjoy it, maybe you won't. That's something that I don't tend to go into, is whether it's suitable for younger people. Because, like, any film that's rated 15, I find that most people who are significantly younger than that will happily watch a film like this anyway, so I don't know. It was very well received by the looks of it when it first came out. So, yeah, I'm a little bit torn because, I think when it gets to the twist, and because I was very slow, and I spent a lot of time considering the possibility that maybe it's like this, and then I think I really started to enjoy like the last third, because it confirms exactly what I was thinking, and so without giving anything away, I kind of enjoyed the fact that it was made nice and clear what's really happening in this film, and yeah, what happens in the plot. So yeah, would I watch it again? I feel like I should. So I think I'm going to say yes. Yes would be my answer. Mainly because of that comment that I saw. It's like I thought, yeah, I can see this being that kind of film where once you know the twist, it makes rewatching it a much better experience. You do understand it a bit better, I think. So that's Shutter Island. Let's go to suggestmemovie.com. BelugaTunes.com, where I shall find out what the next film is going to be. Mean Streets, another Martin Scorsese film. How about that? 1973. That will be the next film I talk about. And I'm going to stream it on Rabbit. And like I said before, all the information you need for this is going to be on the Twitter, at BelugaTunesPod. So you'll get the link to the group and we'll be able to watch this film together. So that'll be cool. Right, we're going to go to a commercial break very soon. And during that time, I'm going to work on chapter 32 of the Odyssey Express. So stick around.
The Beluga Tunes podcast will return after these messages.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, so let's have a recap. Previously on the Odyssey Express... Yeah, a postman arrived and gave the talking donkey some flowers. The donkey was not expecting this, and the scent of the flowers caused the donkey to pass out, and so did Becky and Lisa and all the others. And they've now woken up in a dark room, and they've heard some voices. And a woman has just approached Suzette and is telling her to relax. It's all very weird. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but here we are. The fun thing is, it's all just from these randomly selected words. So the words I have this week are amused, coast, twist, wash, carry, exultant, giants, and instinctive. So I've put together a new chapter. This is chapter 32 of the Odyssey Express. So I'm going to read it now. So this is all just made up of those 8 words. We are most amused at your decision to transform the princess into a donkey, but I'm afraid you must now change her back, the woman says to Suzette. Suzette nurses her head. I don't know what you're talking about, she says. Don't play games. You brought the princess here, and we need her in her original form. We've travelled from coast to coast, says another woman, heading to the operation table on which Suzette is sitting. And never have we seen this kind of practice. It's very impressive, but we need you to change her back. Here's the thing, says Suzette. I don't know how to change her back, and even if I did, why does it make a difference to you? Because, replies the first woman, that donkey is the daughter of Queen Imogen. Suzette blinks. Well, that's a bit of a lame twist, she mutters. Well, we think it's quite powerful, the woman replies. She turns to her partner. Fetch the princess, Bertha. Bertha leaves the room. Is there anywhere I can wash? Asks Lisa. Wash nothing. I just want some light, says Teresa. Why do I have to carry all of this stuff? Asks Princess Dorothy. She has a box of bottled potions on her back. Where did those come from? Asks Becky. Lisa notices the exultant look on Bertha's face as she enters the room. I'm bringing Her Royal Highness to Madame Greenfeld, she says. She unloads the box of potions from Dorothy's back. What are those bottles? Asks Lisa. Don't touch those, says Bertha as she hurries off with Dorothy. I'm not listening to her, Becky says, grabbing one of the bottles. She's one of our captors. Why should we trust either of them? Becky chugs one of the bottles of liquid right down to the bottom. Nothing happens. You want to try some? Becky says, offering another bottle around. It's not bad. Teresa decides to give it a shot. After drinking the second bottle, she becomes alarmed as she notices Becky rapidly growing. In no time at all, Becky's head touches the ceiling. She soon finds herself curling up to ensure she can fit in the room. Teresa also starts growing, and before long, the two friends have become giants. Well, I suppose the instinctive thing to do would be to run away, suggests Shane. And he does.
You're still listening to the Beluga Tunes podcast. Can I go home now?
The time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way. And so before I do, I shall just let you know about a few things. First of all, my website, belugatoons.com, BelugaTonsNS. And that's where you want to go if you want to see my cartoony drawing things. And there are updates on stuff like this podcast and, yeah, a few other things. Live streams, because I'm going to be going to try and do some more live streams. I'm back in the drawing room tomorrow, at least that's the plan. There's that. You can follow this podcast on Twitter if you go to @BelugaToonsPod. This podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Acast, and Spotify. And I want to say thank you to Julie Kitsouli for doing those great stings that go in between each segment. You can find more of her work at kitsouli.com. Anything else? Oh yeah, I've got to thank Pete Moore for composing Asteroid, also known as the Pearl and Dean theme. I used that earlier. Yeah, and is there anything else? What else do I usually say? Yeah, I don't know much about what I'm going to do for the next live stream podcast, because I'm trying to do those. I'm going back to doing them once a month. I think that's enough. Right at the end of this month, I believe, I will be doing a live one of these. So probably the last Friday of the month. Yeah, that seems about right. What was the other thing? What else would I have to say? Oh yeah, don't forget to join me on Tuesday when I'll be streaming Mean Streets, the Martin Scorsese film. What year was that? Was it 71, 72, 73? Something like that. Anyway, it's the old Martin Scorsese film. And we're going to watch it on Tuesday, I think about 6 p.m. I think 6 p.m. is the best time. So that'll be 6 p.m. UK time. We're watching it on Rabbit, for anyone who's joined that site yet. I'm going to put up a link so you will know where to go to find it and everything. Again, on the Beluga Tunes Twitter. That's it. Thank you all very much for listening. Do take care, everybody. And I am off to the pub.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.